Good morning. It's Friday, September the 13th, 2019. Yep, Friday the 13th. Triskaidekaphobics, Triskaidekaphobics, unite. And or rejoice or whatever. Anyway. So, just when I thought I'd gotten through all of the extraneous hard drives laying around the house, I was digging in the closet yesterday, looking for a video card. I think I found like 8 more drives. I mean, some of these drives are really, really old. There are 2 540 meg drives. They're old. They're small. They're loud. They're basically pointless. I found a 40 gig drive that has photographs that I either took or had taken at Balticon 2008. And I haven't had a chance to see anything more than the name of the directory and some thumbnails. But that's definitely a directory I need to save. I've got, I don't know, two or three 40s and an 80. There was a 4 gigger that wouldn't boot, wouldn't spin up. So that was toast. But, you know, I'm looking at this drive, it's like 40 gigs, and I was like, cute. So I got USB drives that are bigger than that. Well, of course, I got a USB drive that's 2 terabytes. So, that aside. I've got a really old e-machine. 32-bit e-machine. That I managed to get Linux on. 32-bit Mint installation. It's running. It Firefox likes to crash. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what I would use this machine for. It's really slow. But I put a 160 gig hard drive in it, which may be why it's really slow. It may be underpowered to drive that disk. But I got a 40, I got an 80. I could do something rash like replace the 160 with one that's smaller. So the machine would run, it would be a good browser, it would be a good writing machine, it would run LibreOffice. The lion's share of yesterday was taken up with these. Good morning. So, 2 kids today. What happened to the others? Running late. Or I'm running late. So, yesterday was taken up with fiddling with hard drives and getting this one machine up to snuff and getting everything installed on it. And then one of the guys whose books I worked on for Colorado Gold, I gave him a really high mark, it's like 78 points out of 80. And he would have had a higher mark except that he put too many words in the synopsis, so the 750 word limit, it's 764. So he lost a point. I lost the point somewhere else. I can't remember. But the two, because there was a big gap between my score and the second judge, he got a third read, and the third read was actually lower than either of our two. So, yeah, he got bumped down to like 'well, below the threshold for finalist, but. And I really don't know what the other two judges saw in the story that they didn't like, other than I think they didn't like the concept. I think they didn't like the story rather than what we were supposed to be judging, which is, you know, is there a character? Does the character show an arc? Does the story fulfill the requirements of characterization and plot? And does the author demonstrate ability in the craft aspect of storytelling? And oh yeah, big time. I read this and thought, oh man, this would clean up. There's a market for this. He just has to get it done and get it out. And unfortunately, he's one of these guys who bought into the traditionally published path and who is has been so far hell-bent on pursuing an agent and a traditional deal, and I'm not sure there's a mass market for this book. I think there's a market for it. I think there's an indie market for it. I don't know if there's a mass market for it. He has an agent. He pitched to an agent who said, give me 50 pages when you get it done. He's on his 19th rewrite, not draft, rewrite of the same story. And I'm like, dude, so he came up when he took me to lunch and pumped me for any information I could give him. And I spent 2-3 hours with him yesterday. A lady with a pedal pusher, so I didn't realize she came from this far down. And he also didn't realize what self-publishing actually meant. And so he asked, the first question, so what self-publishing company do you use? That's a question that's like, how many bricks do you use to build your canoe? It's not exactly how it goes. So we had a long talk about what being indie is, what you have to do, what he should be doing now if he thinks he wants to pursue writing, period. Not just indie, but writing. And if he wants to be an indie, he has a couple other steps he needs to do. First thing he needs to do is finish the goddamn book. And he's ahead of most people. He's got a second book started, and he's got an idea for a third. So, yeah, that's good. He's a gentleman of my vintage. I think he's actually a couple years younger than I am. But not by many. And, the first thing he needs to do is finish the goddamn book. Get a completed draft. And then decide, does he want to, toss it over to the agent, see what happens. But understand that even if the agent says yes, right away, that day, they're likely to come back with and want changes. They are likely to come back and want edits. And then it'll take a while for them to find a publisher who wants the story. And then the publisher will take a year to 18 months to actually put the book on a shelf somewhere. Well, actually, rephrase that, to actually put the book in a catalog so somebody might put it on a shelf somewhere. And there's no guarantee that even if they do, they'll get it, that anybody will buy it. So it's an interesting challenge, and I think one of the challenges is going to be the marketing piece. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So We had a good chat. We had a rather long chat. And he headed back to Arvada this afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, about 2:30 or so. So I spent most of the day. I spent a big chunk of the day with him. And then my kid came over to visit. I had a hard drive. I found a bunch of stuff for her. And put it on a separate drive and gave her the drive so she'd have it. So yesterday was not a big writing day, but yesterday was a big mind refreshing day. I had some fun with it. So today I need to spend the morning, I need to finish putting in the markers for the scenes that need to be in Cape Grace. And then I can spend the weekend filling those markers in, filling in those spots that are missing. I'm not sure that's the right approach. By the time I get home, I will have talked myself out of it and into it and out of it and into it again. But be that as it may. One of the odd things that happened yesterday was that one of the editors from HarperCollins contacted me. And he and I had a long conversation at Colorado Gold. He was there as one of the, I think he was actually was a science fiction judge for the Gold contest. And we had a long talk, and it turns out that he's the guy, one of the guys, that was at 47 North, and 47 North called me and tried to figure out whether or not I would be interested in doing a deal with them. And the answer is no, not really, because in those days, 47 North was still doing all the same mistakes that the bigs were. And it's like, unless you can give me like life-changing money, there is no actual incentive for me to pursue a deal with 47 North. Amazon is still kind of dumb with what they do with their big data. In terms of linking up people with books they might be actually interested in buying, and the one thing that they do that it makes me shake my head every single time they do it is that they keep recommending my own books to me. You might be interested in this book. Really? Why would I be interested in buying that book? I already own it because I wrote it. That's one of those weird things. It's like, okay, why is your left hand not talking to your right hand? Why is your ring finger not talking to your pinky? I mean, this is just dumb. And they keep recommending my own books. They keep recommending books to me. So I'll go and look to see my book, how it's displayed in a bookstore, or work on the product description, which means I have to go and look and see what it looks like when you load it in a browser. So, 4 or 5 times, I'll go to that page and look at that book, and then go back into Author Central and make a change, wait for the change to promulgate, and then go look and do it 3 or 4 times. And then, like, 2 days later, it's like I get a recommendation email from Amazon about that book. I'm pretty sure it's because I went to look at the page. And yes, I went and looked at the page. And I am still the author. Why are you recommending that I buy the books I've written? It's not like the information isn't in your ecosystem. Why is that not being reconciled? It just, that makes them look dumb. So anyway, back to HarperCollins. One of the books that I read recently was Dead Witch Walking by, what was it, K.D. Spangler? And I did not realize that it was a trad pub book. It was $4.99. It looked like an indie book. I was recommended Spangler by people on my list when I asked for self-pubbed women authors, science fiction, and it looked good. It looked cool, and I snagged it. And I read it, and I talked about it here, and then I think it was, I don't know who was it, it was Dan Thompson. Pointed out that, I'm surprised that I read it. It might have been Glenn Olden. So you guys have been name checked. I don't know which one it was. It might not have been either of you, it might have been somebody else. But somebody pinged me on it, and I was like, oh crap, really? Because she got a lot of books that looks interesting, but can't read them. Good morning. Good morning. Well, I could read them, but I won't read them. So, anyway, HarperCollins said, we've got this book. What the fuck? It sounds like a kid crying. Looks like they don't have the story as well. So, we got this book. It's a Colorado author. It should be in your wheelhouse. I hate that phrase, but... It's a space opera, but it's about Coast Guard. Coast Guard in space. I'm like... And it's like, would you read it? Maybe consider giving us a blurb. It's like, okay, well. All right, fine. So, I'm reading it. Probably going to give it a blurb. It's a pretty good book. It's really typical trad pub. It's really it's really it's still, in spite of the fact that it's Coast Guard or not Navy or Air Force, it's still very much a military, light military space opera. But yes, I'm reading a trad pub book. I'm probably going to wind up reading a lot more trad pub books just because of this relationship. And I'll probably recommend it because there's no... I can warn you about trad pub books, but I don't really need to. I don't really need to crap on them for people who are actually don't really care. If it's a good book, and it's relatively cheap, why wouldn't I? Just because I won't doesn't mean everybody shouldn't. Well, actually, I think they should, but it doesn't mean I'm going to enforce that on everyone. Okay, wow, I made it. It's a cold morning this morning. 50 degrees, the ambient is 46. It feels it. I put on a sweatshirt, I'm still cold. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.